Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we know the tradition of wearing white to a wedding, but in the Irish Times today, Eimear McGlaisett writes that black is also best avoided because apparently it shows your disapproval of the union. Who knew? I'm sure I've worn black suits to weddings. So what are some of the worst wedding guest faux pas you can commit? Joining me now is Jessica O'Sullivan, One Fab Day wedding magazine editor. Jessica, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Is wearing black to a wedding a no-no?
Well, controversially, I would disagree with Eimear on this. I actually think that we've kind of moved away from not being able to wear black. You know, traditionally it was a bit funereal. But now, you know, I think people will get away with it. It's kind of chic. But what they won't get away with is wearing white.
No.
That is a sackable offence. It will never, ever, ever be okay in my book.
Yeah. And so if I'm at a wedding and I see, I presume you're okay with the bride wearing white, right? Yes.
Well, I mean, brides are wearing all sorts these days. So yeah, they can wear whatever they want.
but if we see someone in the audience, the congregation, one of the guests wearing a white dress, you just feel that's one-upmanship as soon as you see it, I think, don't you?
Oh, everybody, be guaranteed, everybody at that wedding is talking about you if you are wearing white and you're not the bride. And the thing is that you might have gotten away with it before, because we would have said to people, you know, if you wear, you know, maybe a print or a short dress, or you wear a white suit, you might get away with it. But the thing is, brides these days now have really thrown the rule book out in terms of their style. So a bride could turn up in anything. Like, we see brides in like colored dresses with, you know, maybe embroidery on them, and we've seen them in suits, and we see them in mini dresses, and then you have a change for the reception and dancing, which they could, you know, change into. So if at any stage during the day you could be mistaken for the bride, you're wearing the wrong thing.
Yes, that makes sense. A text in says, I've seen the mother of the bride wearing white on some occasions. Still not okay, I think. What do you think about that, mother of the bride wearing white?
I think the mother of the bride is okay, because it's actually in the UK, it's quite traditional for the bridal party to also wear white. I mean, we would have seen that with Pippa Middleton wearing a white dress when she was bridesmaid to Kate Middleton. So there is a kind of an older tradition of that happening. Now, I mean, I don't think there's many cases where the mother of the bride would be mistaken for the bride, unless, you know, there's a very little age gap there.
Yeah. So listen, tell me about some of the faux pas as you've encountered, or ones that you're top of your list of please don't do this at a wedding.
Oh, and it starts well before the wedding day, believe me. Being a good guest starts well before the wedding day. I would say, if you're wondering what is a faux pas, it's anything really that's disrespectful or rude to the couple, and then anything really that bothers or annoys them as well in the run-up to or on the wedding day. So if it falls into those categories, you're in the faux pas territory. So, like, start out with, you know, RSVPing on time. You know, loads of people just throw the invite into a drawer and forget to RSVP, and it's so annoying. And like the couple having to follow up with a text or whatever to ask you if you're coming, like, is just really cringe. So get your RSVP back straight away. And then, you know, if it's a bit unclear as to whether you've got a plus one or whether your kids are invited, normally if kids are not invited, it says it explicitly. And normally if you have a plus one, it will say it explicitly. So definitely don't get back to the couple and say, can I bring a plus one, because there's a reason it's not down there. So don't put them in an awkward position after having to say no.
Yeah. Do people really expect their kids can come to a wedding? I have children, and I'm married. So, like, I'm talking from a glass house here, but
I think some people will say, you know, I'm not coming unless my kids can come. Now, they might have logistical reasons for that, but they can be quite put out if their kids aren't invited. Other people are delighted when their kids aren't invited because then they get to go
absolutely
a nice day out, you know, and they don't have to make excuses as to why they're not bringing their kids. But I think that kind of goes into the behaviour as well. Like, you have to be on your best behaviour. It's about the couple. It's not about you. And so anything, any kind of sulking, any kind of, you know, just behaving badly is just really, really frowned upon. And, you know, that's kind of a spectrum. Like, it can go all the way up to drinking too much on the day, or causing an argument with that auntie you've got beef with. You know, like, it's just, there's a whole spectrum of misbehavior that is just completely out and never acceptable.
And, you know, I, as someone who's married but observed other weddings and the run-ups to weddings, I sometimes think it's because, but you tell me, you know, weddings can be almost time markers for a family, and all these things come to the surface that have maybe been bubbling away. And, you know, Mary didn't get to invite the new guy she's seeing. And like, a lot of stuff can come up at weddings because it's almost like they're, you know, they're greater than the sum of their parts or something. They come to represent a moment in a family and extended family's life. So there's a lot of emotions on display from all corners.
Absolutely. And people kind of, you know, bring all of the history to the table, you know, and if, you know, Auntie Mary had slighted you at somebody else's wedding, and then there's a perceived slight now because you weren't able to bring your partner or something, it kind of dredges up all the old feelings, you know, they come to the surface. But to be honest, like, my feeling is that it's about the couple, and you should be able to park that. And we actually get, you know, some queries from couples who might have, you know, people who've fallen out in their family, or maybe people who've different political views, things like that. And they're trying to figure out whether they should not invite somebody because of this. But if people love you and you're getting married, they should be able to park everything so that you're having the best day possible. If not, they're not being a good guest.
Yeah. There's a text in: many of my friends don't have kids and don't want to have kids at their weddings. Who wants screeching children running around? But they never say that directly on their invites. It's hard to phrase that diplomatically. That's from Sheila. You know, you might appreciate this, Jessica. I've been both sides of being good and bad. I remember at someone's wedding, it's someone in my family, let's just say it, that I ended up bringing three of my friends and their partners, which, looking back, was a complete no-no. But on the morning of my wedding, a friend of mine rang me and said, now this is like about an hour from me walking down the aisle to meet my bride, rang me saying, do you know if there's a carry cot in our hotel room for the baby? Yeah.
So I think bothering the couple is just the worst. Like, and that's why we always say as well, two couples always have a point man that you've kind of designated person to run interference on the day on anyone who comes near you. And, you know, say for instance, things like if you're checking in, because, you know, check-in time is usually about 3 p.m. And then that's usually the time when the drinks are happening. And you could be trying to check in and there could be an issue with your room, and the bride is cruising past with her glass of bubbles. Make sure she doesn't see anything, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Like, the couple should not be bothered an hour before or on the day with the logistics of you trying to work out your day. You know, like, is this a question they absolutely have to answer? Carry cot question, absolutely not. You know, somebody else can answer that.
Lots of texts are coming in on 087 1400 106. A friend of mine got a call from work the morning of his wedding. Good Lord, could you imagine getting that? In 30 seconds, I just have to ask about speeches, and you're the expert here, but I've been best man four times, so I've some experience of speech is going good and going bad. But my theory on speeches at weddings, but you tell me, Jessica, short
and appropriate. And if you think that something might not land well, avoid it at all costs.
If there's any room for
doubt, biggest faux pas is insulting somebody on the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially the bride.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And weddings going, like, are weddings recession proof, as in people are still getting married in terms of what you see in the work you do? Like, are weddings like barbers? Like, people are just going to get haircuts for the rest of time in memoriam?
There will always be weddings. We've finished catching up on all the ones that were cancelled and rescheduled during the pandemic. So we're kind of becoming a bit, you know, more in our normal. There's usually about 23,000 weddings in Ireland every year. But what's really interesting is I read something recently about we might have a gap because of couples not meeting during the pandemic. Wow. So you might actually have a gap of people getting married and engaged and that kind of thing.
Hold that thought, because we're way over time. And the next time I'm sitting in for Sean, we'll dial you back about that, if that's okay. That is Jessica O'Sullivan, One Fab Day Wedding Magazine editor.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.